More people have access to mobile phones or cell phones than to a toilet. Welcome to Tech Time, and in this episode, we'll be talking about why phones are everywhere and exploring how they've made positive changes in the developing world. What are all these phones doing, you may ask? Are they improving a lot of our global population? All 8 billion of us? Let's take a look at some of the positive ways mobile phone technology is improving things. Mobile technology connects people to each other, to groups, communities, and governments. Did you know that more than 3/4 of the world's population have access to a mobile phone? Sounds crazy, but according to the World Bank, there are now at least 6 billion phone subscriptions each year. This is staggering when you consider that the number has grown from only 1 billion only 18 years ago. Would it surprise you also to learn that the majority of those subscriptions were from developing countries such as Indonesia and Ethiopia? Governments of developing countries have started to embrace mobile technology as the most important channel to providing information to the people. In fact, the World Bank's Vice President for Sustainable Development, Rachel Kite, explains that mobile applications are being developed that provide basic access to health information, to making cash payments, spurring job creation, and stimulating citizen involvement in democratic processes. Mobile phones become medical professionals. Though it may be a jumping surprise to you, phones have the capability to save millions of people's lives. Medical specialists have the capability to provide life-saving advice to people in rural communities with just an SMS or a phone call. To bring this fact to life, I'm happy to introduce a special guest to Tech Talk, Dr. Arif Talib, who pioneered the use of mobile phones in communicating life-saving instructions to midwives in Aceh Besar.
Hello, Tech Talk listeners. I was the pioneer of the Midwife Mobile Phone Project. This project was implemented in 15 health centres all over Aceh Besar in Indonesia. We had a crew of 223 midwives, 121 study group participants who all use mobile phones to transmit important health information to a central database, which would then be checked by a group of doctors to help in detecting any issues with a pregnancy. If we were worried by the information we received, we would contact a midwife via mobile phone to communicate the issues with ongoing pregnancy and would provide instructions on how to treat the ongoing issues with the pregnancy.
In your opinion, Dr. Talib, was mobile technology an effective way of transmitting information?
This program has been so successful that we have implemented it in different remote communities in Irian Jaya and West Papua. The Aceh Besar in Indonesia project has led to a substantial increase in infant mortality.
That's awesome. Thank you for being our guest.
You're welcome.
Cell phones make saving and spending money a lot easier. Can you imagine what it would be like to live in a place without any ability to obtain a credit card, direct deposit, debit cards, and cash? How'd you buy anything? Lucky for most people, you're able to do all these things with a phone and more. Mobile apps allow the buying and selling of things. In the developing world, credit can be obtained by people so they have the ability to start a small business or buy land. And on the topic of money, how do mobile phones help people find jobs? Another inspiring usage of mobile phone technology is its application in connecting people to jobs. Previously, Palestine students struggled to find jobs because of the inability to traverse large distances seeking work or inability to take time away from their university studies. To solve this problem, a company known as Suktel partnered up with the World Bank and Palestine Ministry of Education to launch a mobile job searching platform which was trialled in 4 university campuses. According to the World Bank, after 12 months of use by 400 new college student graduates, over 25% of service users have found work/internships through Suktel. I have spoken to some of the students involved in the pilot who explained that the success of the service was down to its ease of use and cultural relevance. Women could find jobs without having to travel the city, and job searching via SMS could be quickly done between classes or while on the go. Since the initial pilot, JobMatch has grown into a nationwide service with over 10,000 daily users across the West Bank. That brings us to the end of our Tech Talk for today. And I'd like to thank our special guest, Dr. Arif Talid. In the next episode, we'll pick up on how mobile technology works. Cool, huh? See you later.